Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Yes, how you doing? This is Jonathan Simon here.
Hi, how can I help you?
All right, I don't know who I was speaking to, but I was, me and my client was thinking about coming over to you all, and I got all the information texted over to me and everything, and I filled out everything, and I was wanted to speak to see that she received it.
Yes, let me check to see if we got everything.
Because it's a couple of things, like the and when it came to my getting my insurance, my health insurance, I couldn't get that for some God knows what. I couldn't get to be able to sign that for nothing.
You weren't able to sign the health insurance for him?
Yes, and I wanted to know what can y'all can you fax it to me and I'll fill it out and fax it back to you.
Yes, you can fill it out, or you can print it and do it by hand and then take a picture of it. It's fine any way you do it.
Y'all can't fax it to me? And then
we can fax it to you, yeah. If you give me your fax number, I can do that.
Yeah, at my client's house, she have a fax machine, but she don't have no ink. So you can fax it to the number I'm going to give you, and then I get it out, fill it out, and I'll sign it and fax it back to you all.
Mm-hmm. We can do that.
Okay, and there's another part on it too. I did the test and everything, and another part on one part I couldn't print, write out my address too. So you might if you can see what I'm speaking about because I live on Wakefield
Street. On your application?
Yes.
I see an address here.
Apartment 3.
5169 Wakefield Street.
Yep. Yes. That's apartment 3.
Apartment 3. Yeah, you put that in. I see that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, everything looks good. I'm going to have HR run by everything in detail to make sure everything's okay. But from what I see, it looks all right. And let me see if we have an authorization coming in. Hold on. Okay, yeah, so we don't have authorization yet. So your client would have to speak with Bianca from Keystone.
Would Bianca come give us a call back or something?
Yeah, I can call her and have her call you guys. Or we can try doing it three-way.
Her coordinator at Keystone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on a minute.
If you want, I can give you her number.
You want to speak to them? Bianca, this is your Keystone help. Keystone. Call you and tell her that you can sign on switching. I think that she can set it up so she can call you.
Okay. Get that done first and then I'll call.
Because she said, I'll get that self-insurance fax and she'll call her to coordinate. Like, we have her number.
I should tell you the number that we have.
Bianca?
Yeah, we have Bianca.
Yeah, we got
Yeah.
You got it right here.
Yeah, 484-832-8728.
8728, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the number. Yes, I have it right here. She said, go ahead, I'll get that faxed over to you all, and then she said she'll give her a coordinator a call.
Okay, that's all right. Can I have your fax number?
Yeah. Okay. What I have it doing? I have it faxed to the pharmacy that you get a medication from. So it's 215-438-3947. Can you do me one favor? 3947. Can you do me one favor? Can you wait like 5-10 minutes? I got to call the drugstore back to let them know the job about the faxes so they won't get it mixed up with some other paperwork coming in.
Yes.
She asked me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll wait 10 minutes. We'll send it over that way. And other than that, you should be good to go. The way it works is that we provide the clocking in and out information once we receive the authorization. So don't worry if you don't hear from that because we'll give that all to you once we're officially authorized to pay. Okay?
Okay. I put the starting date on the thing right there. I put that for Monday. So I don't know. when do your time start and when does it end? Because I was trying to figure it out. Yes.
Yeah, so the week period starts Monday. So that's really technically Sunday at midnight.
Uh-huh.
It ends, ends Sunday at midnight. That's when it starts and ends. So the week period runs from Monday through Sunday, basically.
Okay, and y'all hold back a week or you don't?
So every week we pay for the previous week. So technically, yeah, the first week is held back. And so you get paid for that the following week.
Okay, so I'm trying to make sure that I don't be missing a paycheck in between. So this Friday here, I should be from where I'm leaving, and next Friday.
So I'm assuming your other agency pays like that too?
Yes.
Yeah, so if that's the case, you won't be missing a check, because if you start with us Monday, then this upcoming Friday you'll get paid with them. Next Friday you'll get paid with them. And the following Friday you'll get paid with us.
All right. And we got everything set for $14.25,
yes. That's correct.
Oh. All right. Give me about 5-10 minutes. I'm about to call the pharmacy and tell them you're about to fax that over, and I'll go pick that up. And then when I fill that out and choose everything, what I'm going to do with the health insurance, I'll fax it back to y'all. I'm pretty sure I got a probation period. I got to wait to get the health insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe it's 60 days from employment.
Yeah, because I already questioned them my insurance that I have right now. They say after I finish with Patriot Home, they'll cover me for 30 days, and then I'm going to have another little health insurance within that 30 days, so I won't go without health insurance.
Okay. I could see if there's anything we can do about that. Just see if we can start covering it earlier. I'll speak to my manager. I'll let you know if that's the case. Okay.
Okay, one more question. The sign number, are they coming at 150, 150, or just straight out 300, the first paycheck?
No, the sign-on bonus is also after 60 days of employment. They're 300, and it'll be in one paycheck.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's 30 days, 60 days, or 30 days?
It's 60 days.
Okay. All right, then. So let's just get this done. All right. And I'll give Ms. Leah call the coordinator.
Yes.
All
right.
Okay.
Great. We'll be in touch. Bye-bye.